Now, we've probably all been in this situation, whether it's a really special piece of cake or just some potato chips. What do you do when you accidentally drop a piece on the floor? Some people might pick it up quickly and apply the trusty 5-second rule. Others might make the call based on the stickiness of the particular food or, let's face it, how much you really want to eat it. But do any of those factors really make a difference? Paul Dawson is a professor and the graduate coordinator of the Food Safety and Nutrition Program team at Clemson University in South Carolina, and he's researched the 5-second rule. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So you teach food safety and nutrition. Tell us honestly, how often do your students ask about the 5-second rule?
Well, I get asked a lot about it now since I published a paper a few years ago. And more times than not, people, not my students, but general public, around here anyway, you kind of know, have a local known for that. So I get that question a lot.
So did you grow up in a household that went with the 5-second rule?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I would think if everyone was asked, they might have to confess that at some point in their life, if they lived long enough, they probably tried to use the 5-second rule. I'm sure I have.
Well, I will confess on public radio airwaves that I have definitely picked something up that I just couldn't bear the thought of tossing out. So where do we get this idea of 5 seconds? It seems so arbitrary.
Yeah, the actual origin of that really is difficult to follow. We did a little background work, and it really we found some information from Genghis Khan, but it really wasn't a 5-second rule. I think he had a rule because he had a belief that if food was produced for him, it was worthy of eating no matter how long it stayed on the floor. So,
wow.
And then there was some, folklore about Julia Child's dropping something on while she was on television, and it was a turkey or whatever. She's made some comment, but actually was found out to be a pancake and kind of said if you put it back in the pan, it would be okay. So I'm not really sure where it came from. The first mention of it that we found in our work was a study done, not published, but reported on in 2003 at the University of Illinois, and did a study where, again, they dropped food on different surfaces and reported that it didn't pick up bacteria pretty quickly. And then there's been numerous television shows and podcasts that have done similar things. Mythbusters did a piece on it and so forth. So not real sure where it started. I think it just kind of emerged from the folklore.
So is there a difference between what kind of food it is and how safe it might be to scoop up quickly and eat?
Well, that's studies. We do a statistical analysis, and there's really two published studies. That one is ours, and one is done out of Rutgers by Dr. Schaffner and Miranda, as a grad student. And actually, when you run the data on that, there is a difference due to food and actually how long it stays on the surface. Obviously, you might think in common sense would tell you a wet food, damp food would pick up more than a dry food, which is the case. But in looking at it from you look at the statistical results, and then also then look at it from a practical standpoint, like we should, not just look at the numbers, that there is enough bacteria picked up by any food almost instantaneously that if it's something there that'll make you sick, it's going to be on the food.
And so what kind of bacteria are we possibly picking up? Because I have to say it's fairly common to see on social media and stuff like, there's more bacteria on your cell phone than there is in the bathroom or whatever. It seems like, I'm surprised that we're not all coming down with food poisoning all the time.
Yeah, well, that's the good news is that, as you've probably heard before, most bacteria are harmless, and a lot of them are actually helpful. I think less than 1% are harmful. So it really would depend on where you drop the food, whether it made you sick or not. Some of the common things we were concerned about is if you have a raw food and you're making a salad or your sandwich or whatever, and you've had that raw food on a surface, and someone goes after you, haven't cleaned it up, and you drop, say, bread on there, and it picks up some contamination, for instance, from salmonella, chicken from salmonella or whatever. And of course, if you're in a highly contaminated area like a hospital, then I think the odds would be pretty high. So it really depends on the surface, and the location is not really the time or the other food so much. So I think, again, most of the time you could probably, it's more of a yuck factor in most cases.
I was just thinking that this was a pretty high yuck factor segment that we're doing. Actually, though, Paul, what about the difference of the surface it's falling on? So, you know, thinking of a kitchen floor, maybe it's tile, maybe it's wood, ours is cork at home, maybe carpet. Does it matter what kind of surface it is, how accessible the bacteria is?
Well, we actually, both our studies did that. We did a tile, a wood floor, and a carpet, actually. And oddly enough, I guess, again, as you think about it, you might expect this, we inoculated the surfaces, of course, and then dropped the food on there. And actually, the carpet transferred less bacteria than the other two. And common sense, again, you think about it a little bit, common sense that the bacteria would kind of penetrate the carpet and then drop the food on top of the carpet, it's not going to have as much surface area. I think the other side of that would be, you know, most carpet sits around a long time and probably gets damp and is inoculated over and over again. So there's probably a lot more bacteria residing in the average carpet. But again, as far as getting in contact with that, maybe in our study anyway, it's a very controlled study, the carpet was better. But again, I wouldn't recommend that in any case.
Well, so, Paul, as we start to wrap up here, I have to ask, is it or is it not okay to eat food that has fallen on the floor?
The analogy I use is like wearing a seatbelt. You know, you could probably drive your car your whole life and never have an accident and don't wear a seatbelt. It's not going to, you know, not going to affect you. But like if you have an accident, be like if there is, happen to be a bacteria there that's harmful, then you're going to pick it up. But again, the odds are very low, but you're kind of playing Russian roulette to a certain extent.
All right. So with driving and eating, safety first.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what I would say.
All right. Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Judith.
Paul Dawson is a professor and the graduate coordinator of the Food Safety and Nutrition Program Team at Clemson University in South Carolina.